local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say good afternoon on a Tuesday. It is December 19th, 2023. Welcome into Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable as always. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We are absolutely jam-packed here on a Tuesday. A lot happening, primarily locally. A lot of updates here today, so you'll want to stick around for that here. We will get started right away with our top three stories. We start with the UN, who today the Security Council is meeting again and expected to vote on whether to call for a ceasefire, a resolution that was vetoed by the U.S. earlier this month. This comes as talks around securing another hostage deal that would include a pause in fighting appears to be at a standstill, although the Biden administration remains hopeful for a breakthrough. Also, a new international task force led by the U.S. will defend commercial cargo ships from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat posed by the Houthis.
That's John Kirby, National Security Council spokesman. He says the recent attacks on merchant ships are unacceptable and must stop. The initiative includes several countries, including the UK, Canada, France, Bahrain, and others. Of course, last week we covered this with Iran coming out with a statement saying, essentially, I don't know if threatening would be the word, but I would say threatening that any sort of international task force to protect ships in Iranian areas of the Red Sea would not be a good idea. Also in our top three stories today, documents that name many of Jeffrey Epstein's associates are going to be unsealed early next year. A federal judge in New York ordered the court documents to be made public. They're part of a settled civil lawsuit that claims that Ghislaine Maxwell assisted in the sexual abuse of Virginia Giuffre. Maxwell once was Epstein's lover, currently serving a 20-year prison sentence. Those are our top three stories around the nation, around the world. Our top local story here locally is testimony today in the trial of Keith Agee, the man convicted of shooting and killing 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims, the mother of his child, inside the Home Depot on Davis Highway this summer. Agee himself taking to the stand today, telling prosecutors and defense attorneys that in his testimony, he was upset that he was under suspicion that Brooklyn Sims had given him an STD, and that was the reason why he went to search her out at the Home Depot.
I remember pointing out my finger. I never got close enough even to touch her. I said, "Hey, you gave me something." And she said, "Not this again," and turned around and proceeded to walk off from me.
How did that make you feel?
I've never been so mad in my life.
And it was at that point during his testimony that Agee was asked what happened next. And he said on the stand that he took out the firearm from his waistband and proceeded to shoot Brooklyn. So testimony going on today. It is supposed to be a two-day trial, so that should wrap up tomorrow. Of course, Keith's mother, Sheila, also charged as accessory to a first-degree murder in that case as well. That is our top local story. Plenty more in our local headlines. First, though, we'll get a check of the roads and weather for the first time this afternoon. The text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Austin, good to see you this afternoon.
Right back at you, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's perfect chilly weather outside.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Sung a little Baby It's Cold Outside. So feeling pretty good.
Yeah. All right, this first traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we got some backups towards the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and North Pace Boulevard. We've got some minor issues in that area. Also, Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and a little bit further west, if you're traveling towards North Palafox Street, expect issues in those areas as well. Also, North Davis Highway itself, if you are traveling northbound towards Creighton Road, we've got some congestion building up there. We got a lot on West 9 Mile Road. If you are traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's very splotchy traffic in that area. And looking in Santa Rosa County, there I was actually expecting to see a lot more congestion coming over Blackwater River if you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street and trying to get into downtown Milton. While there is some, though, it appears rather minor at the moment.
All right, thank you very much. 4:15 right now, taking a look at our first warning weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
It's going to be another chilly night with overnight lows mainly in the upper 30s, give or take depending on location. Cooler inland, not quite as cool along the immediate coast. Now, clouds start to roll back into the skies, and we'll see some of that cloud cover on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 50s. The weather dry for the next several days, but looking ahead to the Christmas holiday, there's a high chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, we topped out at 55 degrees today, back around 40 degrees tonight, and then more partly sunny skies on Wednesday, a bit warmer, 62, tomorrow's 55 on Wednesday, 62 on Thursday, 63 again on Friday. 4:16 now, taking a look at some additional local headlines. Getting an update from Pensacola Police on ShotSpotter. So we've been reporting for the last few weeks regarding, I don't know if delays would be the word, but Escambia Sheriff's Office was able to get their ShotSpotter tech up and running about a month ago now, a little bit longer than that. Pensacola Police now having their 3-square-mile area covered as of December 14th.
First blip that we had gotten happened in the city, and we got no calls. So without ShotSpotter, we would have not even known it happened. And that's what we see a lot.
And the second ShotSpotter notification came after a 14-year-old girl was injured in a reported drive-by shooting on Saturday night. With the city sensors now up, a combined 6 square miles are now being covered by the technology, including the Montclair and Mayfair neighborhoods in Escambia County. Mayor Reeves also giving an update on red light cameras. Due to the amount of crashes that occur in some high traffic areas, PPD announcing that red light cameras are going to be installed at a few intersections, 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport, 9th and Fairfield, 9th and Gregory, as well as Davis and Fairfield.
We're looking at 3 to 6 months once we get the formalities, the contract signed, all of that. So we're probably looking at a summer. I would say conservatively, a summer start.
And infractions that will be enforced will be traveling straight through a red as well as making a left turn on a red light there. Also, Escambia School Board taking their first steps in making Keith Leonard their permanent school superintendent this week. Here's board member Patty Hightower.
In October, we, the board, made the public aware of our consideration to make our interim superintendent, Mr. Keith Leonard, permanent superintendent. We wanted to give the public ample opportunity to share their views.
And at the meeting on Monday, the school board established an official policy to move forward with offering Leonard the permanent job. That meeting on January 16th. Also, the school district starting the process of hiring 10 campus security officers. That job posting went live November 15th and will remain open through January 12th. District Protection Services Director Kyle Kinzer says employees that are hired will be trained by the Escambia Sheriff's Office, and they will start that training next April.
The role is to protect the school. If there was someone, God forbid, shooting on a school campus, this is the person that's going to take that person out. We are not just checking boxes to say that we have guardians on campus. We are wanting folks that actually can do the job.
And among the minimum requirements are high school diploma or GED, along with being at least 21. At least 2 years of law enforcement or military experience in the last 10 years is preferred. Starting salary will be $33,642 for 10 months of the year. 419 right now. Finally, there was a apparent murder-suicide that was reported last night in Escambia County home on Hernandez Street. Woman and a man found dead inside the home. This was reported at around 8 o'clock last night. So far, not much information as far as what happened, but that was reported last night at a home on Hernandez Street. 420 right now. We will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying, and Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor, and also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Service. It is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.florida.gov. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling westbound on West 9 Mile Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, you're still going to encounter some issues there. We've had some hiccups there lately. Pine Forest Road is beginning to get backed up. If you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some troubles as well. North Palafox Street, once again, if you are on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox, that is still backed up. And the same can be said about Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. North Davis Highway itself, particularly near the intersection with Olive Road, that is looking a little bit backed up at the moment. Outside of that, there is not much to report on. Santa Rosa County, however, if you are traveling on Caroline Street, westbound towards the downtown Milton area, or excuse me, eastbound towards the downtown Milton area, perhaps you just got off of Avalon Boulevard, we've got some issues developing over there.
All right, 54 degrees right now, down to around 40, 30s probably again, depending on where you're at. 55 tomorrow, partly sunny, partly cloudy tomorrow night, 41, and mostly sunshine on Thursday with a high of 62, down to 47 overnight Thursday with mostly cloudy skies. Quick rundown of some state headlines. The city of Orlando is hoping to build a permanent memorial for the deadly Pulse nightclub shooting by its 10-year remembrance. Mayor Buddy Dyer says the goal is to ensure the display honors the victims while also showing the resiliency of the city following the 2016 tragedy. The city took over the project after the One Pulse Foundation decided to dissolve its efforts.
And a Florida lawmaker is proposing a bill to ban local governments, schools, and state colleges and universities from flying certain flags. Republican State Representative David Barrero's bill is aimed at preventing the display of flags with a political viewpoint, including sexual orientation, race, or gender. The bill will be considered when the next legislative session begins in January.
Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents about an uptick in utility bill scams. A scheme is circulating around the state where suspected criminals are threatening to leave victims in the dark unless they send over money immediately. Moody says utility companies will never threaten to disrupt service the first time they contact customers for a late payment.
Sorry, I almost cut you off there. The governor has an idea for what you can get the sportsmen in your life this Christmas. Ron DeSantis yesterday highlighted the Great Outdoors Initiative and discounts available for hunting and fishing license. Floridians can get half off on the FWC gold sportsman hunting and fishing licenses and annual passes at state parks. The discounts will be available through January 13th.
National news, 4 people dead and hundreds of thousands still without power after a massive storm hit New England. The region was battered with high winds and heavy rain last night, knocking down trees and power lines and killing at least 4 people. 2 were killed by falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine.
And airports will be very busy the next couple weeks for the holidays. The TSA is predicting a 6% increase in travel at airports nationwide compared to last year on the 3 busiest travel days of the holiday season. The TSA predicts that will be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day.
New York State is now looking into potential slavery reparations.
Former slaves and their children and their children's and their children across our nation have been haunted for generations by racism and disenfranchisement.
Governor Kathy Hochul signing a bill today that orders the creation of a 9-member commission to study the state's history on slavery. And the bill says that the commission will look into appropriate remedies and reparations and potential policy and legislative solutions for damages done to people and communities.
The judge in the Brian Koberger case has denied defense motions to dismiss the charges. One motion claimed a grand jury indictment needed beyond reasonable doubt, but the judge ruled Idaho law requires only probable cause for an indictment. The judge also denied a request to dismiss charges over prosecutorial misconduct and inadmissible evidence.
It seems unlikely the Senate will strike a deal on border security and Ukraine aid before Christmas. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer telling reporters that negotiations were making progress, but declined to say whether he believed a vote would happen this week. Meanwhile, the chamber's number 2 Republican, Senator John Thune, says a deal will not be reached before January.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law a measure that makes illegal entry or reentry into Texas a state crime with penalties ranging from 180 days to 20 years in prison. The legislation mirrors the federal law that makes illegal entry at the U.S. border a misdemeanor and illegal reentry a felony.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
That was a reaction from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The law will go into effect on March of 2024. Several organizations have already announced plans for a legal challenge.
All right, looking at national news there. 4:30, we've got Fox News coming up, CBS Sports Minute as well. Coming back after the break, we'll check in with Escambia School Board member Kevin Adams. Couple of updates this week involving the push process to make interim superintendent Keith Leonard the permanent school superintendent. We'll get his thoughts on that and what we can expect to see at that January meeting.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. Congress is still trying to come to a deal on border security. Fox's Ryan Schmelz is on Capitol Hill.
The Senate is negotiating border policy changes in exchange for passing President Biden's emergency spending package that includes billions for Ukraine, Israel, and border security. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls border security the, quote, most complicated part.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal is not imminent. Texas civil rights groups sued to block a state law allowing local police to arrest illegal immigrants. Fox's Gernal Scott reports.
The American Civil Liberties Union is spearheading the group challenge of the law, which allows prosecution of migrants who illegally enter or re-enter from a foreign country. The plaintiffs argue the law will not allow migrants to seek asylum or humanitarian protection from the U.S. government.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. More gains for U.S. stocks. The S&P 500 rose 27 points today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 98. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average moved up 252, earning a fifth straight fresh closing high. Thanks to an ongoing voluntary buyout program, General Motors has cut the size of its Buick dealership network roughly in half around the U.S. CNBC notes that the majority of the 1,000 or so Buick dealers who took buyouts were smaller stores primarily and represented just 20% of Buick's annual sales. In many cases, those that took buyouts were dealers who didn't want to invest in electric vehicles. Some welcome signs of life in the U.S. housing market. Word today that single-family home building soared to a more than one-and-a-half-year high in November and could gain further momentum as mortgage rates move lower. The Commerce Department says housing starts overall leaped nearly 15% in November, while single-family starts jumped 18% and were up a sharp 42% year-over-year. That's Your Money Now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, because Larry's wallet was empty, with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast, he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here on News Radio 92.3.
Brought to you by Cadell & Company and Howard Young Flooring.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Last year, the Eagles dominated their opponents and made it all the way to the Super Bowl. This season, Philly started 10-1, but were just finding ways to win close games. Since then, the Eagles have lost three in a row. And last night, Philly didn't trail Seattle until 28 seconds left in the game, when Drew Lock capped off a 92-yard touchdown drive, and that drive showed that the Eagles aren't as good as what their record says they are and won't be going back to the big game this season. I'm Zach Gelb. As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state. We're off on a wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here, visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor.
This is Joe Ford.
Hi, this is David Wayne.
And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Also a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Drive safe, and when it comes to your vehicle, put your trust in Tire Trust. Just taking a very quick look at traffic here. In Pensacola, if you were on Pine Forest Road, that's going to give you some issues if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. West 9 Mile Road still has some backups if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. North Davis Highway is giving us some issues heading northbound just past Creighton Road. And Brent Lane's giving you issues if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and even further west towards North Palafox Street. Lastly, East Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox might give you some issues as well.
It's going to be another chilly night with overnight lows mainly in the upper 30s, give or take depending on location. Cooler inland, not quite as cool along the immediate coast. Now, clouds start to roll back into the skies, and we'll see some of that cloud cover on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 50s. The weather dry for the next several days, but looking ahead to the Christmas holiday, there's a high chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 54 degrees, getting down to around 40 overnight tonight. 4:38 here, News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll go to the phone, bring on Kevin Adams, school board member with the Escambia School District. Kevin, always appreciate your time. Good afternoon to you. So you had a meeting on Monday, and this is a kind of a process that has now moved into next month, where the school board will have an opportunity to do an individual evaluation of the interim superintendent, public comment on what the public thinks of him. I'm just curious for your perspective. I'm sure that you have heard from constituents ever since Keith Leonard has been at the helm, and overall the sentiment is what?
For me, it's good. He's been doing a great job. He's been working hard at it. He's started coming up with some to resolve some issues. We're doing a K-6, you know, with two schools. So, you know, I'm expecting more to come down sooner or later on what he's going to do with some of the other schools. But so far so good. And so what the board members will do, we'll all do the 6-month eval. And then on the 11th at our discussion workshop, agenda workshop, we will, before we get there, we'll submit our evals to our board coordinator, and she'll combine them, and then we'll discuss the evals. And then on the 16th, the Tuesday night meeting, it'll be on the agenda about the evals. And at that time, a board member can make a motion to make him permanent superintendent, or if he has two of the votes, then it would pass, you know. So that's the process.
All right. Talking with school board member Kevin Adams, Escambia County School District. Kevin, you mentioned the last time we spoke was actually about the going from K through, you know, trying to build up to K through 8 potentially.
K through 8. And that's, you know, as you know, our neighbor next door, Santa Rosa, is building brand new K-8s. So is other school districts across the state of Florida, because all the numbers just look better than them. You keep the child there from pre-K, kindergarten, all the way to eighth grade. You track them better. There's about 100, 125 per grade. So it's a little bit easier to handle. And so everything I've seen about the K-8s work very good. So Mr. Winter started out with Cadova Park being a K-2-6, and then the West Pensacola is a K-2-6. So they're piling those programs, and you're going to see how it works. But I expect it to work fine. I hope he goes a couple more schools after that and keep bringing them out till you get the K-7 and K-8s.
Going off of that, are there any other ideas, implementations that the school district has had over the time that Keith has been in the superintendent position that maybe the public would not be that aware of, or just something that maybe has stuck out as far as implementations, ideas that he is trying to do, culture that maybe he's trying to maybe not completely change, but just trying to improve?
Yeah, well, the most important one for me, and Keith's a big supporter of it too, is the community partnership schools. So, you know, we had CA Weiss. It's a 25-year commitment, you know, for those community partnership schools. It's about the only solution that I've seen that actually works for these students who are living in pockets of poverty and high crime. So it provides all those resources that they would not necessarily have. But he's a big supporter of that. We were able to expand the program with the help of Lindsay Cannon on that side. And, you know, to Pine Forest, you know, we were able to get it started as community partnership school. The clinic has started up over there now, the medical clinic. And Bellevue Middle now is going to be a community partnership school. So that's a big one. So we got other low-performing schools. I hope we can expand it even farther over the next couple of years. TCA Weiss has been a C school ever since it's been a community partnership school, and it's had great success across the state of Florida. So I think that's a pretty big deal there. So,
talking with Kevin Adams, school board member with the Escambia School District. Kevin, I'll ask one other question related to the schools, is that the state last week came out with the district report cards, a B for the Escambia School District. Just your general reaction on that.
Well, you know, these grades, you know, don't count across the state unless you're a low-performing school. So two schools came out, two of my schools returned to a C, and that was Pine Forest High School and Bellevue Elementary. So that was great. Now, there's some issues with how they did the grades, and that's why they're not counting them, per se, for the rest of the schools. What they tried to do in this calculation was make sure you had the same number of D and F schools across the state of Florida, no matter how we did or how anybody else performed. So it's a very complicated way of how they went about it. I'm just glad two of my schools have worked in his favor, you know. So I got one more Bellevue medal with that community partnership school starting up there. I expect good things come from that. So with those extra resources going in there, because the haves are doing well, but the have-nots, they're struggling, and that's where we need to focus our dollars.
All right, Kevin, we'll get you out of here on this. Of course, Christmas coming up on Monday, so I'll just ask. You kind of seem like an old school guy. So, what is the top Christmas movie that's going to be watched this weekend in the Adams household?
Probably that Chevy Chase one.
Christmas Vacation, yeah.
That's a big one, you know. So, but I enjoy all of them. It's fun watching those movies. Even I think, you know, the Chevy Chase one, it's like 20 years old or something like that.
Oh, it's older than that. I think it's like 1989, I think, is when that came out.
So there's a lot of oldies but goodies, you know. They keep coming out every year, but I always get a tickle out of watching him in that Lampoon he does, you know, for Christmas. So,
all right.
But I hope everybody does have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I'm looking forward to great things next year.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Kevin, we'll get you out of there on that. Appreciate the time as always, and you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, thank you. That was, again, Kevin Adams, school board member for the Escambia School District there. Some positive momentum there with the interim superintendent, as well as hiring some additional school security officers, and recently teachers and staff getting a pay raise as well. That was approved by the teachers union within the last couple of weeks. Just after 4:46 here at News Radio 92.3, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Another check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road has gotten heavily backed up. If you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect a lot of issues there. Also, we've got a lot of congestion developing near the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. If you are actually coming from North Davis and traveling westbound on Olive, that we've got some splotchy traffic here and there. Creighton Road, the intersection with North Davis Highway and Creighton Road as well, that's going to cause us some issues. North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, that is getting backed up since we've last checked it. Brent Lane is still causing trouble if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis and even further westbound towards North Palafox Street. And beyond that, East Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox, you're going to have some issues there. Other than that, we've got some busy intersections closer to downtown and in those areas. But other than that, all we have, or the biggest one we have, is Santa Rosa County. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, that has since gotten heavily backed up.
All right, 54 degrees right now, partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 40. Mostly cloudy again on Wednesday with a high of 55, warming up to around 62 with sunny skies again on Thursday. Quick rundown here of what's going on in the world of sports tonight. Ja Morant back from his 25-game suspension, and he's pretty close. The Grizzlies part of a TNT doubleheader tonight as they're in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans. That starts at 6:30, Celtics-Warriors at 9 o'clock. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers saying that he is not going to be playing again this year.
As we figured,
yeah. That appearance on Pat McAfee's show today, saying it would have been an absolute no-brainer for a playoff game. Of course, the Jets not going to be anywhere near the playoffs unless it's on Madden.
Oh, dang. Come on.
Frisco Bowl tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN. You've got Texas San Antonio and Marshall. Thundering Herd.
Oh, really? Going for the upset?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love Marshall. Ever since the days of Byron Leftwich and Randy Moss in the late 90s.
Pretty stacked, yeah.
College basketball tonight, we've got a few ranked matchups. Virginia taking on Memphis, 6 o'clock ESPN2, as well as number 6 Marquette taking on Providence. They're 9-2. That starts at 7:30 on FS1. Health, business, and science notes today. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior. The lawsuit involved all 50 states, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands as well.
And the cinnamon applesauce pouches with lead contamination that sickened many children had lead levels more than 2,000 times higher than the proposed standards. The FDA is continuing to investigate the Ecuador facility linked with the puree pouches sold under the Wanabana label. Weiss and Schnucks brands and an FDA official told Politico last week that the contamination seemed to be an intentional act.
Bill Gates says a massive technology boom is on the horizon for next year. Wrote in his annual blog post that this year was the first he used AI for work and serious reasons. He says scientists will be working on fine-tuning AI to make improvements and predicting high-income countries, including the U.S., are two or perhaps even fewer years away from the general population using AI at a significant level. Pop culture notes. Jonathan Majors dropped by Marvel after he was found guilty in his domestic violence trial yesterday. Pretty interesting one here if you're a lottery player. I mean, you'd have to go to Texas to do this, but it's pretty cool. A new scratch-off game being offered by the Texas Lottery has a second-chance prize that's truly out of this world. Anybody who doesn't win a prize on the new $1 million cash blast ticket can enter a second-chance drawing for a trip to Florida's Kennedy Space Center. During the trip, four people plus their invited guest will be selected for a flight to the edge of space provided by a company called Space Perspective. During the flight, one of the travelers will also be awarded $100,000.
Golly.
I think there has to be an agreement between the travelers that, hey, we're splitting this five ways, right? I mean,
you would like to think, yeah.
Yeah. Don't be greedy with that. 4:51, we'll take our final break this hour, back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up our number one. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Did it again.
No, man.
We just talked about this yesterday.
Okay, hold on a minute. It was like yesterday.
It was literally yesterday.
I had
less than 24 hours ago.
Well, that's the thing. No, okay. I didn't know. That is not the same name they put. On our listing, it said Montgomery Gentry sang Merry Christmas. That was the one from yesterday. Here it says Robert Earl Keen, Merry Christmas from the Family. I thought it was a different artist, different song. I'm sorry. No, that's not my fault. I will show Joe proof if I must.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, whatever. 4:55, just in time for a traffic and weather update, last one of this hour. Taking a look at the traffic here, the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway and Pine Forest Road, we do have an accident report in that area that is causing some heavy congestion at the moment. And Pine Forest Road giving us issues also where it typically does. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, that's going to cause you some issues. If you're traveling northbound on North Palafox Street towards West 9 Mile Road, that is getting backed up at the moment. And Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's going to cause you some issues as well. Speaking of North Davis, if you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Olive Road, that is still dealing with some congestion, though it has lessened some. Those are the biggest hitters in Pensacola itself, but once we get into Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, you just came off of Avalon Boulevard and are heading towards Glover Lane, that area, that is still dealing with some congestion. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, that's going to cause you some trouble as well.
It's going to be another chilly night with overnight lows mainly in the upper 30s, give or take depending on location. Cooler inland, not quite as cool along the immediate coast. Now, clouds start to roll back into the skies, and we'll see some of that cloud cover on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 50s. The weather dry for the next several days, but looking ahead to the Christmas holiday, there's a high chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 54 degrees right now here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some other lighter subjects and pop culture and wacky stories. By the way, Celine Dion's sister saying the singer no longer has control of her muscles.
What?
Celine revealed last December that she had been diagnosed with Morsch-Waltman syndrome, also known as stiff person syndrome. She was forced to cancel tour dates that she had planned for this year. Her sister says the hope is still that Celine can one day return to the stage. Mm. So there you go.
Yeah.
Wacky stories. A Virginia woman was surveying a thrift store recently when a vase caught her eye. It was shaped like a bottle and had ribbons of color, aqua green and amethyst purple, that spiraled up the glass surface like stripes of paint. She paid $3.99 for it. Turns out the vase was produced by the renowned glass company Vanini, and it was designed by architect Carlo Scarpa. Jessica Vincent did some research, found out how rare and valuable it could be, decided to sell it through an auction house, and she got $107,000 for it.
Well, good for her.
There you go.
Good news here, or some more good news, I should say. Walt Disney World's Animal Kingdom is celebrating a milestone. Over the weekend, the theme park welcomed its first African elephant calf in 7 years. Cora was born at more than 200 pounds on Saturday. She's currently bonding with her mother, Nadira, and is being monitored by the park's animal professionals. Her birth is part of the Species Survival Plan, which is a program designed to ensure the breeding of endangered animals is in managed care.
Told you last week about the pair of gold Jordan 3s that somebody anonymously donated to the Portland Rescue Mission.
Yep.
They sold at Sotheby's Auction House for $50,800. I think the initial estimate was around $20,000. So that's pretty cool. The shoes were found in a donation bin, confirmed to be the Air Jordan 3s that were designed for Spike Lee in his Oscar nomination. The shoes were designed by Tinker Hatfield, and he donated a special box that was originally made for the shoes. So somebody's getting a cool pair, and obviously the Portland Rescue Mission is going to make that money go a long way.
Yes, and Crystal was 6 years old when Dave Poland began transporting her over 170 miles from her home in Indiana to Shriners Children's Hospital in St. Louis. Over the course of 10 trips, Dave became her driver dad and led to a friendship that has lasted 3 decades. As the years rolled on, Dave became sick and doctors told him he needed a kidney transplant. Once Crystal found out, she wouldn't take no for an answer and returned the favor once she found they had shared the same blood type.
That's awesome there. That'll do it for us here in hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up on a busy Tuesday. We're back with a full rundown in about 12 minutes from now. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.